in front of a large yellow building. Kolinsky stepped out of the cab and compared the address to the one on the business card. It didn't match. In broken Spanish, Kolinsky tried to argue with the driver, but the guy remained insistent that this was the right place. Kolinsky finally gave in and told the driver to wait outside as he entered the building. But as soon as he stepped inside, he was greeted by a surprise. Thousands of surprises, actually. The building turned out to be an industrial factory, churning out tiny die-cast matchbox cars by the minute. Huh? Kolinsky had moved all production to Asia. So why were shiny little cars shooting off a rusty conveyor belt in Spain? Was this why profits had been lagging? Who'd authorized this? Returning to his broken Spanish, Kolinsky asked the first worker he saw if he could use a phone. He whipped out the calling card he'd been using to stay in touch with his wife and rang up his business partner, David Ye, in Hong Kong. "What's up, Tom?" Ye asked. "You make it to Barcelona, okay?" Kolinsky had no time for small talk. "I thought production had been moved to Asia. All of it." "It was." "Then why do we have a factory in Spain?" "What do you mean? We don't have a factory in Spain." Kolinsky looked around. Cars continued to pop out.